What are special funds and why do they exist in the first place?
Well, when you hear folks talk about the state budget, be it lawmakers or reporters or whoever, they're usually talking about the general fund, which is actually like four different funds that go into general spending. But there are a ton more funds than that. There's actually about, well, over 600 active funds. So there's a big portion of the budget that people don't really discuss a lot when they're talking about the budget. These are usually called special funds. They exist for a lot of different reasons. They can, for instance, take in federal dollars and kind of just keep them in a separate pool because they're designated to go to a specific program. They can take in fees that are meant for a specific use, like there's a fund that just takes money from a special license plate, the money from which goes to support families of police officers that are killed in the line of duty. There's funds that take in money from professional registration, like doctors and tattoo artists. All different kinds of professionals have to pay fees to be registered with the state. And then that money goes to like disciplinary things and different things that have to do with that profession. So there's all kinds of reasons why these funds exist. But kind of the key thing is that most people don't really think about them that much when they're talking about, you know, the state budget that comes up every year.
And so how do special funds play into the budgeting process in the Illinois State Legislature?
The main thing that they are meant to do is to keep money aside for a specific purpose, whatever that purpose might be. For instance, lawmakers created a special fund for education money after the tax increase sunsetted to make sure that education didn't get cut too much. They've created this special fund and put some money in it to say, hey, we want this to go to education. But on the flip side of things, they can also make the budget really difficult to follow because spending can bounce around from fund to fund, from year to year. So it can make it really difficult to get a concept of what's being spent where and how the state budget works if you're trying to compare over multiple years.
Why are some lawmakers proposing taking money from the funds?
So Senate Democrats have been proposing for a few years to tap into some of these funds that they say have extra money, more money than is needed to serve the purpose of the fund. And they would like to do that to basically lessen the cuts that have been happening over the last few years. But currently, there's a conversation going on about dipping into some of these funds to help patch the budget hole for the current fiscal year's budget, which is about $1.6 billion. And there are several programs and things that are going to run out of money in the near future. Subsidized child care program is already run out of state money. Funding for court reporters and corrections officers will run out in the near future. Both of those things could, you know, bring a lot of stuff to a halt, so it's a pretty serious problem. Now, the money that lawmakers, or at least some folks, are saying could be dipped into would not cover all of that $1.6 billion, but it might help address some of these really urgent needs.
And because some of the money in these special funds comes from fees or donations, is it really the states to reappropriate and spend in a different way?
Yeah, so that's debatable. There are definitely professional groups that are pretty upset that sometimes funds get pulled out of, like those licensing fees that I mentioned. You know, they feel that money is there to help with things that regulate their, you know, profession, and that's why they pay those fees. But there was a Supreme Court decision in the last few years that found that the state can tap into that money. ABATE, which is a motorcycle riders lobbying group, sued because the budget had tapped into a fund that paid for motorcycle rider training, and the money had come from licensing fees. The group argued that, you know, those fees are paid specifically for this training class by motorcycle riders. But the Supreme Court said, you know, the state's collecting these fees. They can really do whatever they want with them and let, you know, that sweep stand. So while there's some maybe philosophical argument about, you know, whether this is okay or not, the Supreme Court has weighed in and said that there are quite a few instances in which the state can dip into these special funds.
Does dipping into these funds ever cause problems?
Yeah, it has in the past. Probably the one that folks may remember quite a bit was former Governor Rob Blagojevich dipped into quite a few funds. He's really kind of infamous for these fund sweeps. And in the end, the federal government ordered some of that money to be repaid, saying that, you know, there was federal money in the mix that was tagged for specific spending, and they just dumped it into general spending, and that was not okay. And then, you know, another issue we've seen in the last few years is that under Governor Pat Quinn, a lot of the Department of Natural Resources spending got moved from the general fund into these special funds. And once these funds ran out, then the department was in a crisis because these funds, you know, didn't keep up with the budget and what the department needed. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's no funding and we might see state parks close. And that was addressed later on, but it sort of created this crisis that maybe could have been avoided.
So at this point in time, what does it look like is going to happen to these special funds?
So Senate Democrats have put out legislation that includes a list of dozens of funds and amounts that could be pulled from them to try to address this budget hole that I've talked about and I'm sure our listeners have heard about in the news. And they're basically saying, Governor Rauner, you can tap into these and take this money to help plug that hole. Now, it wouldn't cover the whole thing, but it might be able to help out with the issue. And it seems like in the end, we probably will see some of these special funds tapped into to help with the current crisis. It's really unclear, you know, which funds and what's going to happen because a deal still seems pretty far off. And a lot of the debate is over whether Rauner can dip into them now and maybe borrow money and pay it back, or whether, as he has proposed for his budget for next year, that he could pull money from some of these funds, you know, and never pay it back, or that this may be, you know, something that he builds a budget off of, is not giving money to, say, local governments through the local distributive fund in the way that that's been done in the past. So lawmakers are a little uncomfortable with that idea. The thought of cutting money from that fund, they might be okay with in a crisis, a one-time deal. Rauner's proposing doing it as an ongoing thing, and that may not be something that the legislature would be okay with. So these funds will probably come into play, but it's hard to predict which ones will actually get hit once they make a deal.
So it sounds like this is a way for politicians to dip into a separate source of money. Meanwhile, they can tout that they've been making cuts.
Absolutely. Governor Quinn definitely did this, and he's not the first and probably won't be the last to shift money out of the general revenue, general spending into these funds. And then it looks like a cut because, as we said, most everyone is paying attention just to that general revenue spending. And that's, you know, what the measure of the budget is for most people out there. So if you can bring that number down by putting spending into a special fund, taking the money out of there, then it looks like you've made a cut. And yeah, that's a budget trick that's been going on for years, and I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon.